I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jack, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dom. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be on with you.
Well, the FOP gave you quite an endorsement last week on the show, which is better than these formal endorsements. I don't know how we were talking about it. It was vis-a-vis Bob Casey and McCormick, and the FOP president out there in Delaware County, just on his own, swerved into talking about you and your relationship with the police.
Chris Eisenman is a great friend and been a fantastic leader of Lodge 27 out here in Delaware County. Really thoughtful law enforcement leader, as are so many of our police chiefs out here as well. It's been the honor of my lifetime for the last 4 years to get to work with these folks. And Dom, if you don't mind me saying this, one of the best people is retiring tomorrow. Chief Jim Daly of Springfield is going to retire after 55 years in law enforcement. And serving two tours of duty as a fighting Marine in Vietnam before that. So
wow.
These are the kind of people I've gotten to work with. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
I don't want that guy to retire. We got to get some incentives going. That's wisdom. 55 years of doing this, Jack. That is good stuff. So, Jack, on the let's put aside in the primary, the Democrat primary, but as a broader proposition, because if you are the nominee, of course you want to win the general election. What's the key item to you as far as being an attorney general that impacts our listeners where you and I are in this area?
Yeah, so great question. As you know, Dom, there's two issues that have been paramount for me as district attorney. I'm the only prosecutor who has actually charged and convicted contractors from stealing from the workers and from the taxpayers in the construction industry. I did that in partnership with Josh Shapiro when he was attorney general. I want to continue that work. But I've also, the proud work I've done in the city of Chester, it means the world to me as well. You and I have talked about this several times, but I brought a focused deterrent strategy to the violence in the city of Chester, the only city in Delaware County, in the place where Pennsylvania began. William Penn landed in Chester, not Philadelphia. Over the last 4 years, by bringing the community and the police together around this strategy, we've reduced the number of shootings by 72%. The number of gun homicides are down by 68%. And I think we should be doing that work all across Pennsylvania. Every community has a gun violence problem, whether it's gun suicides or street crime. And I want to dig in and spend the rest of my public service career trying to save young people's lives.
Well, that is a very successful program. From the first time we've talked, you've talked about that, and it has worked almost miraculously. But let's talk about, if you're the attorney general, Jack, and I realize these things are up in the air, but there was a compromise made with the current governor and the legislature to appoint a special prosecutor for SEPTA, crimes on SEPTA or around SEPTA, as I understand it. And the attorney general now still has not found a candidate. I realize there are restrictions. But what are your thoughts on that proposition as attorney general? I think we need that, certainly, here in Philadelphia, because we have somebody who is taking a different tack, the current DA. He could still prosecute if he chooses, but we would have a prosecutor, because it's shocking what's going on SEPTA. It sometimes flows out into Upper Darby.
Absolutely does. And the special prosecutor legislation you're talking about, Act 40, would allow that special prosecutor to take cases in Delaware County as well, with my concurrence, which certainly I would be willing to collaborate with them on that initiative. Let me just say, there's a lot of misconceptions around Act 40. It's not the best bill ever passed by the legislature. We could all probably concede that. But it's done, I think, to try to save the SEPTA system, which is important to everyone in our region. SEPTA binds us all together, the city and the suburbs. And by the way, John, my dad was a SEPTA bus driver, so I spent most of my childhood riding on those buses and trolleys, so I know how important they are. We need more SEPTA transit police on the platforms, on the buses, on the trains, so that SEPTA operators can be safe and so the passengers can be safe as well. But if this is another tool on that toolbox, appointing a special prosecutor to take that caseload away from the DA's office and make sure those cases get the attention they need so they don't fall through the cracks, I would implement it. There are some restrictions in the legislation that makes it hard on who they can hire. It has to have somebody with a significant prosecutorial background but hasn't worked in the Philadelphia DA's office for a certain period of time. So I know that's one of the issues that's sort of holding up any appointment. But let's be realistic. We've got to figure out what we can do to get more SEPTA transit police and more resources to the system itself. To keep it functioning for the economic health of our entire region.
Jack, let me give you an area where we might differ. I haven't followed your race on the Democrat side that closely, other than that I know you and know your record here. And that is with the upcoming election, in my view, the mission statement with Governor Josh Shapiro sends off the vibe, and a lot of reasonable people who are conservative and concerned about this, that it's weaponizing Homeland Security and these others about protecting the right of everyone to vote, which we want to do. But I want to restore integrity in the system. And as Attorney General, someone in that position, by that I mean faith in the system. We don't want people to continue this back and forth that in Delaware County, you've had to navigate a lot of lawsuits, a lot of stuff out there. I'm not saying all of them are justified. But what are your thoughts on what an attorney general should do in that realm?
Yeah, great question. So the attorney general is both, in Pennsylvania, is both the chief law enforcement officer for the Commonwealth and the chief civil officer. So has responsibilities to be the lawyer to walk into a courtroom and make an argument on behalf of the Commonwealth. And in this case, I think what the Attorney General needs to do is work with the governor's office, work with the Secretary of the Commonwealth to make sure that we can properly defend the legitimacy of the 2024 election, which I have no doubt, by the way, from my experience in 2020, when I was district attorney in Delaware County and people were claiming, and they still have made these claims, as you know, that the entire national election was stolen in Delaware County. And that would look the other way. And there's not a shred of evidence to support that. I've got my county detectives to knock down every single lead. And we finally found one person who illegally voted in the 2020 election in Delaware County. And that person admitted voting his dead mother for Donald Trump. So I think what people need to realize is our election system is really secure. You can maybe fraudulently vote the one or two people, but you certainly can't win a national election legitimately. But at the same time, we have to legitimately listen to people's concerns about what they see wrong with the process. And we need the election system with the early voting and the lack of counting those early votes until, the election day. We've made the system so difficult for people to understand I think it's becoming a lot of sort of misinformation.
Okay. Jack, a couple more areas I wanted to get to. One from a listener I'll get to in a moment, but mine. As a DA in Delaware County, and I don't follow it every day, but I'm broad strokes, have you ever gone for the death penalty in a case? And as Attorney General, would you go for the death penalty? Or are there cases where the Attorney General could go for the death penalty?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sure. No, we've never asked for the death penalty in Delaware County during my tenure. It just hasn't been on the table. When Governor Shapiro announced that he was opposed to the death penalty, I supported him. And I also believe there could be an exception to a ban on the death penalty for certain crimes, like killing police officers in the line of duty.
But Jack, let me ask you about that philosophically. So you said killing an officer in the line of duty. I'm a supporter of the death penalty because if you take a life under Pennsylvania law and we reach that level of first-degree murder, that life to me is as precious as a cop or if it's a drug dealer or a big-mouth bloviator like me. Everybody should get the death penalty in that case. Why the sense of not going for that? What is it that you're hesitant about when it comes to that?
So everybody who gets charged with a crime in Delaware County gets charged in my name. And what we've learned from the work of Project Innocence and some other organizations over the last decade or so is a lot of people have been sent to the death chamber, sometimes without the proper evidence, may have been actually innocent. I don't want that ever to happen on my watch. So I think it also sends a message as to who we are as a people. I think sending people to jail for the rest of their lives is a pretty strong statement. I don't think going through the process, and as Governor Rendell used to say, we don't actually have capital punishment in Pennsylvania. We spend gobs of money because we have all these appeals and nobody has been executed in generations. So I think we need the legislature to act, and I think that they should speak for all of us. I'll put my voice on the table, you put yours, and let's let the majority of people decide what to do. That's what our legislature is paid to do, is to make decisions like this. And that's where I stand, Tom.
I'm glad you answered that. I'll just tell you where I stand. The reform should be, if you're on trial for your life, and you and I would agree on this, I think, we have to spend more money. We have the top-flight attorneys, whoever they are in Delaware County or Philadelphia, and you get the top-flight investigator, DNA evidence, things of that nature. And, Jack, if that's satisfied, then we are human, and I still would be for the death penalty, but I would put those two caveats in. And if those are not being done enough, I think that's part of your argument, then that's what we ought to reform. Parting question for you that's come up in the news, and hopefully Delaware County has not seen a spasm of this, because I think you would be on it. But the squatting nonsense that's going on here is astronomical, what's happening. Why is that, Jack? And in your role as DA now and possibly Attorney General, what could you do to help legitimate homeowners?
Yeah, it's terrible. We have had a couple incidents not as bad as some other places, but, you know, it's such a dangerous situation when somebody calls an emergency and we have to scramble to come out there, not knowing what police officers are walking into. We've made the job of being a police officer so dangerous in this country. God bless every single one who's willing to go out there and serve and protect our communities. And whatever we can do to prosecute the people who do that, whether they think it's funny or a joke or whether they're doing it just to waste police resources, we've got to hold them accountable.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. You may have misheard me. I didn't mean swatting. I meant squatters. Squatting going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, homeless problem, you know, Dom, has been around now for quite a while. You know, we don't have enough affordable housing in this country. It's a problem in Delaware County. It's a problem everywhere. We've got to get, again, the legislature and the governor, I know they've got a lot on their plate, but they have to start figuring out how we can get more affordable housing in this region so people won't be squatting and won't be living on our streets.
Okay. I meant taking over somebody's house. It's not theirs, Jack, but I got your point. Where do we go if if people want to know more about your campaign, about you? Where do they go?
JackForAG.com. My campaign staff kept it as easy as possible so I would remember it. And I deeply appreciate everybody taking a look. We got a great video on there and a lot about my record and even some decent pictures of me, Dom. So that's...
Well, it's the hair. I always admire the hair. The hair's never out of place. I got to get whatever the ointments are being used there.
It's all natural, buddy. All natural.
Only your hairdresser knows for sure. Well, Jack...
That's right. And my wife.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. Thanks. Congratulations on the run, and we'll talk soon. Thank you very much.
You got it, Tom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.